Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The recent introduction of the Unheard Edition for the game Escape from Tarkov by Battlestate Games has sparked significant controversy among its player base. Priced at $250, this new upgrade package offers a range of exclusive content that many players are calling pay-to-win. The Unheard Edition includes features such as an exclusive PvE co-op mode, where progress is not reset, expanded PMC, private military company pockets, and an increased standing with the fence, a key NPC in the game. These benefits can provide tactical advantages, such as reduced aggression from NPCs based on player proximity, which has raised concerns about fairness and balance in the game. Players have expressed their dissatisfaction on platforms like Reddit, criticizing the package for offering substantial gameplay advantages that can significantly alter competitive balance. This has led to accusations of the game moving towards a pay-to-win model, where players can gain considerable advantages through purchases rather than gameplay skill or strategy. Furthermore, there's additional frustration from the community because of previous promises made by Battlestate Games. Owners of the previously available Edge of Darkness edition, which was sold for $140, were led to believe they would receive all future game content for free, a promise that seems undermined by the introduction of this new, expensive upgrade pack. Many players are now questioning the value of previous purchases and considering other games in the extraction shooter genre as viable alternatives due to these developments. Bungie, the developer behind Destiny 2, has decided to reverse a decision that was highly debated among its player base. In a recent post on their This Week in Destiny blog, Bungie announced they would be removing the power limits imposed on older weapons, a practice known as sunsetting. This change comes as the game prepares to conclude the long-running Light and Darkness saga. The concept of sunsetting was introduced over 3 years ago as a means to manage power creep within the game. Older weapons were given a maximum power cap that rendered them less effective over time, ostensibly to maintain balance and challenge within the game as new content was released. While this was seen by some as a necessary step to prevent older, powerful gear from dominating the game indefinitely, many players felt it devalued the effort they had invested in acquiring and upgrading their favorite weapons. Bungie's decision to sunset weapons was initially justified by concerns over power creep, the phenomenon where players become so strong that new challenges and content can no longer offer a meaningful difficulty curve. However, this led to frustration within the community, as players felt their achievements and time spent grinding for gear were being disregarded. In the blog post, Bungie acknowledged the community's sentiment and the impact of their original decision, stating, "As we close out the Light and Darkness saga, we want to rally all Guardians, active, returning, and new, to help fight the Witness. And there is no better way to play Destiny than with your fire team. As we pursued this goal, it became apparent that power limits were fundamentally incompatible with fire team power." Blizzard has announced the cancellation of its annual BlizzCon event for 2024, a decision it described as not taken lightly. The company did not specify the reasons behind the cancellation, but assured fans that BlizzCon would return in future years. In lieu of BlizzCon, Blizzard plans to engage with its community through participation in other industry events throughout the year. This decision follows a series of adjustments to the event in recent years, including a full cancellation in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, a digital return in 2021, a hiatus in 2022, and an in-person event in 2023, the first in 4 years. Despite the cancellation, Blizzard is set to celebrate notable releases and milestones, including the launch of the World of Warcraft expansion, The War Within, and Diablo the Fear's first expansion, Vessel of Hatred. Details of these launches will be shared in the coming months, along with Blizzard's plans for appearances at major industry trade shows like Gamescom. Additionally, Blizzard is organizing multiple global in-person events for the 30th anniversary of Warcraft. These events, distinct from BlizzCon, are intended to capture the same spirit of celebration and community. The Overwatch Champions series will also make stops at DreamHack Dallas and Stockholm, contributing to Blizzard's continued community engagement. The decision to forgo BlizzCon in 2024 appears to be influenced by a combination of factors, including recent layoffs at Blizzard, part of broader cuts across Microsoft's gaming division, and the timing of major game releases potentially leaving little to unveil at the traditionally announcement-packed event. The absence of a new survival game and the heavy lifting expected of Overwatch 2 and Hearthstone may also have played a role in the decision to cancel this year's BlizzCon. Blizzard's future plans for BlizzCon, especially under Microsoft's oversight following the recent acquisition, remain a topic of interest and speculation within the gaming community. Microsoft's latest Q3 earnings report reveals a significant 51% increase in gaming revenue year over year, totaling $5.45 billion, marking a record third quarter for the segment. However, this impressive growth is largely attributed to the recent acquisition of Activision Blizzard, including King, rather than organic growth within Microsoft's existing gaming operations. The report detailed that 55 points of the net impact on the revenue increase came directly from incorporating Activision Blizzard's financials into Microsoft's books. When isolating the revenue from Xbox content and services not related to Activision Blizzard, there was actually a 4% decline compared to the previous year. This trend echoes the last quarter's performance and is expected to continue in the upcoming quarters. Furthermore, revenue from Xbox content and services specifically rose by 62% year over year. However, adjusting for the Activision Blizzard acquisition's impact, which contributed 61 points to this increase, the growth from existing operations was a mere 1%. Additionally, Xbox hardware revenue experienced a significant drop, declining 31% due to lower console sales. This data indicates that while the acquisition of Activision Blizzard has bolstered Microsoft's gaming revenue on paper, the core Xbox business faces challenges in content and services growth and declining hardware sales. Asper has released Update 2 for the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection, following up on its troubled launch 6 weeks ago. The update aims to address a host of issues across all game versions, including those on Steam, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch, with a focus on enhancing player experience and game stability. Update 2 comes 37 days after the first patch and brings significant fixes. Among the resolved issues are missing audio and visuals, overlapping textures, AI glitches, gameplay initiation problems, overly bright lightsabers, and a respawn counter that incorrectly sticks at 1. Asper has also made strides in improving server stability and reducing game crashes. Specific platform changes include adjustments to Steam's controller prompts, where Xbox button prompts incorrectly appeared for PlayStation controllers, and fixes to villain spawns on Hero Assault servers. For PlayStation users, the patch resolves a visual glitch involving a fog wall on the edge of the screen on the Kashyyyk map. Nintendo Switch players will see a fix for the issue, causing the game to force close when a wireless controller is disconnected. Despite these efforts, the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection, priced at $34.99 and featuring the original two Star Wars Battlefront games, continues to struggle with a mostly negative rating on Steam, where only 20% of reviews are positive. Asper has acknowledged the ongoing challenges and announced that work on Update 3 has begun, though a release date has not yet been specified. The full patch notes detailing all changes and fixes in Update 2 can be accessed through the Asper website. Capcom has reported exceptional sales figures for Dragon's Dogma 2, which has sold 2.5 million copies in just 11 days across PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X Vertical Bar S platforms. The game launched on March 22nd, and by April 2nd, it had reached this significant milestone. These figures bring the total sales for the Dragon's Dogma franchise to over 10 million units. In light of this success, Capcom has revised its earnings forecast upward for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2024. The company expects increases in sales, profits, and earnings per share, all adjusted by single-digit percentages compared to prior forecasts. The rapid sales pace of Dragon's Dogma too starkly contrasts with the original Dragon's Dogma, which sold 1.05 million units in the first month after its release in May 2012, a figure that Capcom had celebrated as a success at the time. This new achievement underscores the growing popularity and anticipation for the franchise, prompting Capcom to increase its dividend forecast for shareholders in response to the game's breakout performance. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.